sweat. So you got nervous.
Coach on the road, taking your youngsters behind the scenes with the MLB stars of the game. And I'm over here with Washington. And I got Riley Adam. How we doing?
Doing good.
We're taking our youngsters behind the scenes on what it's like being a major league player. So what's this big league experience been like for you?
Oh, it's been awesome. Obviously, it's what you play for. It's what you dream about. It's what you work for. And, it's obviously a lot of hard work, but it's extremely rewarding.
And they say this is grown man playing the kids game. What do you say about that?
I'd say you're pretty accurate in that statement. We're lucky enough to play a kids game, and we're fortunate to get paid to do that. And it's the best job in the world.
And you're in that 780 club, 780 major league players on the roster. You in that 780 club? How does that feel?
Oh, it's amazing. It's obviously a lot of hard work, and you can never get complacent, never get satisfied. You always got to keep working, and always keep perfecting your craft, and just continue to get better every day.
Do you sometimes pinch yourself like, I'm really in the big leagues?
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard in the midst of the season because you got so much going on every day, and you're always working, you're always traveling, you're always getting ready for a new game. So it's hard to remind yourself about that. But we certainly get days off and off season time and little moments that we can reflect and realize how special an opportunity we have.
So when you're walking down the street and fans recognize you and run up to you for your autograph, how does that make you feel?
Well, it doesn't happen too often, so it's still pretty special when we're walking around D.C. and you get some fans that know who you are, and it's a pretty cool feeling. You'll see some kids with some jerseys with your name on it. That's also it's also pretty special.
So you mean you haven't reached a Michael Jordan status where you got to have security around you?
No, I don't think there's many people that reach the Michael Jordan status. He's in a league of his own, but it's pretty special just to know that fans are rooting for you and cheering you on. And I remember being a kid and looking up to so many big leaguers, and now it's pretty special to be in that position and have kids that are excited to meet you and watch you play baseball.
Some of the guys that you idolize come up.
Well, I grew up in San Diego, so a lot of Padre greats. Tony Gwynn was obviously a big
father of them all.
Oh yeah, no, I was a big fan of his, and obviously he's a San Diego legend. But Buster Posey, being a catcher, was a guy that I watched a lot. There's a lot. Just always followed my San Diego, and Tony Gwynn was definitely a guy that was tough to beat.
All right, so last two questions. First of all, who was your first major league hit?
My first major league hit actually was here 3 years ago against Carlos Rodon.
CeeLo, that's my guy.
Yeah, so that was my first major league hit, which was obviously a pretty special moment.
First major league home run?
First major league home run was in Atlanta against Will Smith, was the closer for the Braves at the time, and that was my first homer.
Still got the ball?
Yep. No, I got the ball. I got both the hit, both the home run. Definitely keeping that for the rest of my life, so it's pretty special.
So, yeah, last question. Every kid dreams of playing in the big leagues. You get that call if you go into the big leagues. Walk in that locker room for the very first time. See your uniform hanging. What's that feeling like?
Oh, it's you get butterflies. You're all nervous. I mean, the whole day is very nerve-wracking. I can still picture that day. I can remember that vividly. And the game starts to speed up on you a little bit, but then it doesn't take long to realize you're still playing the same game. There's just a few more fans watching, but it's a pretty special feeling, and definitely one that I'll remember for the rest of my life.
Did you cry?
No.
He cried.
Maybe not at the field, but we'll go with that.
Your mama cry?
Oh, yeah. My mom's definitely emotional, that's for sure.
Coach on the road with the man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot.
League of our own is a self-funded, independent, developmental baseball league that offers baseball players an outlet to continue playing baseball.
This league is designed to develop the whole baseball player, both on and off the field. benefits of nonstop baseball: housing accommodations, two meals per day, uniforms, and equipment.
This league is dedicated to the generations of baseball players who were denied the opportunity to play baseball because of factors other than their ability to play the game. The requirements for this league are baseball talent and ability.
Check us out on our website. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, all the socials.